Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Call of Moses, where Moses is in the middle of a conversation with I Am, that is, God Almighty. God has given him assignment to liberate the Hebrew slaves from the power of Egypt. The Pharaoh is a mighty man, so step into my story and see what God has in mind. Moses has just been introduced to God Almighty, who has given him assignment to liberate God's people from the hand of Pharaoh. So he has a few questions about his assignment. I am. Why would anyone believe me that I talk to you, the God Almighty? Moses, what is that in your hand?
Oh, it's my walking staff.
Throw it to the ground.
Eee! It's a snake! The one that kills!
Moses, grab the snake by the tail. Oh, no. It'll bite me and I'll die. Moses did what God said, and the snake turned back into his walking staff. Moses, now take your hand and slide it into your coat. Then to return your hand back to normal, again put your hand into your coat. Moses put his hand inside of his coat and pulled it out, and it was white as snow, filled with the disease leprosy. Oh, lepers were feared because there was no cure for the disease, and it was easily caught from a diseased person. He stuck his hand back into his coat and pulled it out, and it was normal once again, with no ill effects. Moses, you will use these two signs to demonstrate my power. If these do not get the attention that I want, then draw some water from the Nile River and pour it on the dry ground, and it will turn to blood. With all these signs, everyone will know that I Am has sent you. Moses was not done asking questions. The signs God gave Moses do not seem very impressive to us in this day and age of technological wonders. Most of us live in a world of fiction that is not based on reality. At Moses' time, there was no technological wonders, so the signs would have caught their attention. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.